Hey, DWA Backstage, this is Tarkus Trooper here, finally doing this questionnaire that I said I would do last week, but I never got around to it. So, Pedal Baby, this is for you, and all of the people that want to listen to me blather about nothing. Okay. Yeah. Okay, first question. What is your love language? Words of affirmation, acts of service, gifts, I hate that word, gifts. Okay, you know what? Gifts. Quality time or physical touch? I like, my two favorite ones are the words of affirmation and the physical touch, because I love being touched more than anything. With permission, I may add. If it's with permission. Yes, I love being touched. A lot. That shows me that, you know, just like little rubs on the shoulder. Oh, God. I'm a sucker for those. I am a sucker for rubs on the shoulders, you know, and fingers through my hair and all that, you know. And, yeah. Two. How and when did you discover your favorite kink? If you're not kinky, how did you find GWA? Well, I am kinky, so... yeah. anyway, yeah, I kind of just went like, okay. Okay, how and when did you discover your favorite kink? Oh, my favorite kink ever is femdom. Femdom is so awesome because there were so many things that if you check out GWA and you happen to come across some male sub audios, that is why I am so into this kink, you know, the femdom kink. It was just Yes, that's what made me into who I am now. And my other, Okay, and another favorite kink of mine is, I don't know if this is a kink or not, but I sure do hope so because I made a subreddit for it. Check out this shameless plug, why don't you? Okay, yes, I made a subreddit called Moan Like a Girl, which guys can just record audios of themselves or, you know, moaning like girls while they fap, I guess. Anyway, because that is my favorite kink, that one of my favorite kinks, that's like in my top five. Okay, my top five favorite kinks are, femdom, pegging, guys moaning like girls, being called daddy, what is the fifth one? Oh, yeah, cuddle fucking. I love cuddle fucking, and I don't think that's a kink at all, I don't think, it's very vanilla to be a kink, is it? I don't know. I'm rambling. What am I doing? I mean, it says if you're not kinky, how did you find it? Well, I am kinky, but I'm going to answer it anyway. All right. How did I find GWA? I found it through Tumblr. Yeah, I found it through Tumblr and a literotica friend telling me about GWA and how it's faster. The posting process is faster than literotica. Whereas you have to wait like days on end to have your audio posted on Literotica. Whereas GWA, you just have your audio posted within a click of a finger. I mean, like that. And that's why, yeah, GWA is my go-to for audios. Instant audios. Like instant oatmeal. But better. Okay, number three, what do you wear to bed? I usually wear a pair of pajama pants, I wear a t-shirt, and usually in the summer when it's really hot, I usually either just wear, a nightgown, or just a t-shirt and a pair of panties, so, yeah. Number four. Why are you answering this questionnaire? I am answering it in this car because last time I tried recording this, I was pretty loud and somebody came to my door and went, shh. Yes, so that's why I'm recording in this car. All right, yeah. Number five, what's your favorite kind of soup? Ooh, broccoli cheddar soup. Especially if you get it from Panera. Oh, heavenly. Yeah. At first, I would think that McAllister's broccoli cheddar soup was ace, but once I tried Panera, my opinion of it changed. It was just like, okay, Panera is way better than McAllister's, I think. But I leave that up to you guys to debate on that. Panera versus McAllister's. I'll leave it all to you to do that. Okay. How do you pronounce the words? Caramel, data, route, pecan, ant, envelope, pajamas, and crayon. Yep, that's all. That's how I pronounce all the words. All right. Would you have sex with a okay, piece yourself together, Tark. All right, would you have sex with an identical twin version of yourself? Hell yeah, I would. I mean, I may not be the best looking girl around, but I mean, if I get bored and another version of myself happened to be there, I guess. I guess we'd both be up for it. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. All right. Say your partner or potential SO is well versed in a certain subject and you find that knowledge to be extremely sexy. What would the subject such what would the subject be? Music. Music, of course, because I love music. But specifically, classic rock or progressive rock. I would even like to know. I know a person that knows more progressive rock than I do. That would be amazing. Whereas I just know a lot of classic prog rock. That's it. But I like to meet somebody that like. Do you want a like with that pumpkin spice latte, you basic bitch, Tark? Oh my god. Okay, so yeah. I mean, anyway, I would love to find someone that is just as well versed in progressive rock as I am. Or knows as, yeah, just like classic rock. Music in general, okay? Music in general. Alright, and Daddy Quiet. Dig, 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 da. My words, my tongue is not working. Dating wise, how old is too old for you? How young is too young? Now, too old for me would be around. Too old would be around in the late 50s. Yeah. Because my parents are up in that age. Yeah. And how young is too young? Anything below 18, I can't do that. Just can't. I'm not that much of a cougar, thank you. Okay. Has anyone ever told you you sound like someone else? I don't think anybody told me, but I have listened back to a couple of my recordings where I just kind of cringe and listen. Oh my god. I sound like a female version of Christian Slater. What the ever-loving fuck. And then, well, somebody told me that I did sound like Jessica Rabbit when I'm doing my seductress. Wow, this is sexy. Okay. Somebody did tell me that I sound like Jessica Rabbit, Kathleen Turner, when I talk in my seductive voice. I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way. Oh god, that was so bad. Yeah, but yeah, somebody did tell me I sound like Jessica Rabbit a little bit. 11. How old do you think your listeners think you are? They probably think I'm around, Around in my late 20s, early 30s, I think, maybe older. But I am not even that remotely that age. No, I am 24, and well, I'm getting on my way up there, but it's not even close. 'Cause yeah, my voice kind of it kind of sounds a little bit mature for my age and whatnot, but there are some times where I do sound like a boy, like a prepubescent boy. Oh no, I just revealed my secret. Oh no! No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not a prepubescent boy. No. No. Heck to the no! Okay. But I am a 24-year-old MB female. Okay, so are you a picky eater? To a certain degree, yes. What will you absolutely not eat? Brussels sprouts. Now, there was this one time I did have Brussels sprouts and it was really delicious. It had pomegranate. Pomegranate sauce just drizzled on top of it and it was really good. But for the most part, I do not. I will not. I will not. I do not. Cannot, will not eat any Brussels sprouts, Sam I am. No. Is there a food that you like that most other people don't? Mayonnaise. Mayonnaise and ketchup mixed together, and I just dip my fries in them. Oh, so good. It's so good because most people, they look at me like I just lost my damn mind whenever I mix ketchup and mayonnaise together and I dip my fries in them. Oh, it's so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. So good. All right, number 13. Is there a certain country, culture, or time period you're fixated on and would like to learn more about? I would like to learn more about the 70s. I really would. I mean, I really don't have a proper explanation as of why I want to go back to the 70s. The only explanation I have is good music. Number 14. Can you comfortably go the rest of your life without falling in love? Did I say falling? Baby, baby, falling in love. That reminds me of that song. Oh, yeah. Can you comfortably go the rest of your life without falling in love? Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, I've done it. I mean, being single for the rest of my life, it doesn't really bother me all that much. But, I mean, that's just me talking now. Because I'm used to being the lone wolf most of the time. But I don't know. I think as I get older, my perspective of it might change. But as of right now, yeah, I think I could go the rest of my life without falling in love. I mean, I see no problem in it. I mean, do you prefer blue skies or gray skies? Blue skies. Even though my skin will hate me because of how freaking ghostly pale I am because of the sun, but I love going out in it because it makes me feel good. I love blue skies. They're so beautiful. What were your favorite shows as a kid? Rugrats. Rugrats was the number one favorite show of all time of mine. Yeah, and along with SpongeBob, back when it was great. Back when SpongeBob was the greatest show ever before the first movie ever came out. After the first movie came out, it just sort of went downhill from there. And you know what I've heard somewhere that I've heard somewhere online that they were gonna discontinue making new episodes for SpongeBob. And I was just like, well, We all knew that time had to come eventually. Because it seemed like they kind of ran out of ideas. You know what, I'm just going off on a rant and I'm just completely blathering at the mouth. Okay. What is your favorite protein? Chicken. Chicken, 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 chicken. 18. Are you interested in true crime? True crime? Aphrodite Jones? Well, I do like that show, but, you know. I'm just kidding. No, no, no. I don't think I like true crime that much. Really, unless it's like on ID. Watching it on ID. God, I'm so dumb. Alright. 19. What are your hard limits sexually? Okay. First things first. I do not like diaper play. I do not like... water sports is okay to a certain degree, but I do not like scat at all. At all. And especially baby talking during sex, like, oh baby, do you like that? Go, go, come, come, baby. Oh my god, that sounded so bad. What if somebody did that to me? What if somebody did that to me during sex and I'm like, do you like that? I mean, I like the pouty voice enough, just without the No, that would make me lose my shit if somebody called me Dada in the middle of sex. Because if I think of the word Dada, it's gonna link me to this part in Shrek the Third. Where there's this, Shrek had this dream about those babies, and then he wakes up to find Donkey with the face of the little ogre baby. He's like, Dada! So, if somebody ever calls me Dada during sex, or, I mean, I'm okay with being called Mama. It's okay. But, I mean, you know how much I love being called Daddy during sex. Ooh. That gets me right here, but if you ever call me Dada during sex, I am gonna roll off of you, collapsing on the bed, laughing my ass off, cause you call me Dada. So no baby talk during sex. No diaper play. No dirt. Goo goo ga ga gee gee goo gee gee gee. Baby boo boo baba. None of that. None of that. I mean, I like age play, but not that kind of age play, thank you. Let's see. Blood, I don't really care much about that. And bruises. Like, really, really bad bruises. I mean, like, a few hickeys or bites, maybe, or, like, spankings, they're okay, but, like, if you're gonna hit me with a baseball bat and you get off to that, bye. wait, who, I mean, I'm not gonna judge or anything, but tell me one person that has a fetish for being hit with a baseball bat. That sounds horrible. That is so horrible. Alright, anyway. Do you like reality television? I used to like reality. Oh, back then I used to love watching America's Next Top Model. I used to love watching that. But then it's just gotten to where it's mostly feeds on drama and not what the show is really about. Really. Really. But I do like The Voice, though. And The Voice is kind of picking up from where it left off, you know, just... Because last season wasn't really that great, but this season it's starting to get pretty good. You know, I'm just... Yeah. The Voice is okay. That's the only show I'll ever watch that's reality television. What do you think of pegging? I love it! I love pegging! Never really tried it. Only had somebody suck my strap on off, but you know, never really tried pegging actually yet. Pegging actually. Ooh. Love actually. Pegging actually. That could make for a good porn parody of Love Actually. Pegging actually. God, that's so bad. But anyway, yes. How would you describe how adults ask each other out on dates or for relationships versus how kids do it? You know how kids usually do it? Because I remember back in elementary school where we thought asking somebody out meant that we were just gonna be hanging around each other every single day at school. But as we gotten older, notice as we gotten older that adults see asking somebody out means asking somebody to go out on a date, like a movie or a dinner date or anything like that. But when we're kids, it's just like, can I go out with you? Will you be my boyfriend? Can I hold your hand? That's the innocence of it all. The kids, they think that going out with somebody means that they constantly hang around them all the time. Just holding hands on the playground, you know, that's the kind of boyfriend, girlfriend, that's the kind of mentality that kids have when they ask somebody out, is actually just to hang around a lot when they hang out. But yeah, like I said, for adults though, you don't actually have to hang out constantly, but you do go out to eat or catch a movie or, you know, have a drink or two maybe. Like actually going out and doing stuff together, you know? Yeah, not just hanging around in the playground and stuff like that. All right. Do you like raw onions in your food? Well, it depends. It really does. Okay, let me stop lying. No, I don't. Can you curl your pinky finger without moving your ring finger? And I kind of see my ring finger moving a little bit. Yeah, I can't. No, I can't. When sleeping next to a partner, do you prefer full-on cuddling, touching a little bit, or not touching at all? I prefer touching a little bit because there are some times where I've tried full-on cuddling and we wake up in the morning just stuck to each other. Like we had to peel ourselves off each other. Like, like we are covered in sweat. That's not a sexy image, but you know, still. So I do prefer touching a little bit, you know, just stroking my hair as I sleep, maybe rubbing my shoulders a little bit, and just putting your hand on my shoulder is okay. Do you shop at Costco or any membership-based shopping center? No, because I don't have a membership there. I don't have a membership at Sam's Club. Nope. What is a safa do? What is a sexy scenario you fantasize about but literally cannot happen for you in real life? Damn. You know how I've been going on about gender transformation stuffs a lot of stuffs. Okay, Tark, just go on with the show. Don't stop. Don't stop. Get it. You know. Okay. Now, gender transformation has been a very, very, very apparent kink of mine lately for going on 2, 3 months now. My sinuses. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, so I'm in love with somebody. Oh, God. If a guy was very open to sort of transforming into a woman for a night so I can actually get a taste of their pussy. Wow, that got really sexy very fast. Because that would be nice, though. Having a guy turn into a girl so I can just eat their pussy. hear them screaming and moaning. Oh my god, why did I even go into that? Now I'm horny as all fucking hell. Damn it. Okay, think nice thoughts, Tark. Puppies. Puppies and kittens. Oh damn, that's not helping. Okay, think of pizza. Yes, pizza. I love pizza. Okay. That's taken care of. What's a fashion trend of your youth you find absolutely atrocious now? Crocs. Ugh, Crocs were awful. I think I had a pair of them back in, what, 6th or 7th grade, but on to that moment, I was just like, why did I even own them? Why? I made some pretty bad choices back in middle school. I mean, which person hasn't? I mean, come on. Okay, 29. What is your favorite accent? I'm gonna be a basic bitch and say an English accent. Or any British accent, like Scottish, Northern, Irish, English. Because if I say British, then somebody would say, well, be specific. Which part of Great Britain, which accent do you like the best? All of them? I like Northern Irish, Scottish, and, of course, English accents. All of them. And, I do got a little bit of a soft spot for German accents, too, because I love them to high heaven. I really do. Really, really do. Also, please best describe the quality of a voice that would really draw you in. Sort of like a voice that's not... Okay, I'm gonna have trouble trying to describe that. Describe the quality of the color. Describe the quality of a voice that really draws you in. Voice that is not too mumbly, but you can really understand them clear enough where they don't have to speak up as much. You know, just have that clear sort of voice to them where you can actually understand what they're saying. And, unlike mine, because I mumble a lot. I really do mumble a lot. I do. And it's awful. It's very awful. And I whisper a lot. And I yell, too! I yell so much. Okay. But then, too, I like listening to other people's voices that are just as crazy as mine. And it's just like, yeah, I could get into this. It's so easy to connect with their energy. And, yeah, I'm sorry if this doesn't make any sense, but, yeah. Do you keep things formal between you and your listeners, simply thanking them for your audios, for listening to your audios, or do you flirt? You know what? I do flirt back sometimes, but then sometimes I just be like, thank you so much, thank you very much for writing this script, thank you for listening, no, thank you for listening. It's just, but then there's sometimes where they would comment on my comment, and they would kind of flirt, and I'm just like, oh god, I can't resist. I gotta flirt back. I have to. I got to flirt back. Alright, and, so yeah, it's just, things happen. Yeah, so I'm kind of in between keeping it formal and going really flirty, very sexualized a little bit. So, yeah. Do you mind receiving pet names from strangers? Well, sweetie and honey are okay, but if you call me baby, it's just like, excuse me? Well, no, not really. I don't really mind being called pet names from strangers as long as it's not slut or bitch or... Wait, those are not pet names. What the well, unless if you're into that thing, yeah, it could be a pet name. But Okay, but if you have like a very leery thing to your voice where he's like, thanks, baby, I'm like, no, thank you. All right, what are some facial features all a person can have that? Well, okay, let's start over. What are some fee 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 fa fa? Come on, Tart, get it together. What are some facial features a person can have that you would find exceptionally strike eyes? As you know that cliche, eyes are the windows to the soul. I mean, any kind of color of eyes is striking to me. Because I'd be just like looking straight at you. If you look straight at me, chances are I am going to be hypnotized. And I won't be able to do anything. Unless it's anything you ask me to do. Whoa, that's my submissiveness coming out. Don't, let's not speak of this, okay? Okay, but you know, I'm not, yeah. But eyes are so striking. I could stare into them so many hours. Love them. Okay, and can you count how many sexual partners you've had on all your fingers? How about on all your fingers until I only have. Only had one. Unless you're talking about real life sex partners, then one. One. Have you spoken to your favorite poster on GWA already? Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes. I mean, you know me, I'm not very much a very conversational person, but I do speak to a couple of people. Like, I've had made some friends that were GWAers, and I'm talking to one right now, and he is amazing. He is dorky. He is awesome, I think. He's an awesome friend. Awesome friend. And yeah, you know who you are if you're listening. Okay, so yes. I guess that does it for this questionnaire. I hope you enjoy a lot of tongue tangles. Enjoy all the moments where I go off tangent. And yeah, I am very looking forward to seeing. Oh, I'm sorry, I got distracted. Okay, yeah, I'm very much looking forward to you all enjoying my responses to this questionnaire. Yeah, boy, I need to go to sleep. It's about 12 here. Now, this springing forward is just, ugh, ugh. Springing forward, the time saved. Oh God, daylight savings time. Why? Why? No. Okay, so yeah, anyway, yeah. I hope you enjoyed this questionnaire, and I will see you guys later. Bye. Bye.